Burl Swartz is the publisher of the City Pulse magazine, and he's on the other end of our line. Burl, how are you?
I'm fine.
This is a bit good
to talk to you again.
This is a big day for the City Pulse. I know you'll have a full coverage of the local stuff.
We'll be up late.
All right. Let's talk about some of the hot issues. I was talking with Kyle Malin earlier this morning, and he told me your first ward debate got a little testy.
Yeah, the contest has been tough. Lynn Martinez has largely avoided getting personal, but her opponent, Joni Washington, seems to have gone a little bit more negative. And overall, it's been another example of a tough race where the unions and the chamber seem to be the titans clashing over this one. The unions are supporting Jody Washington, and the chamber backs Lynn Martinez.
All right. Now, I don't want the City Pulse recommendations, who you are recommending, but tell me, who's going to win? Who do you think, from your journalist point of view, who's going to win the first
close,
award?
But I think Lynn Martinez will win. She has more name recognition, having been a state representative. She also ran for mayor, for the nomination for mayor, unsuccessfully against Ridge Renero, has done some other things in the community. Jody Washington is a first-time candidate, but Jody's been working hard, knocking on doors, and of course the union supports her. The union support her down the line, so I think it'll be close. But I would think Lynn will pull it out.
How about Third Ward?
Third Ward, I think A. Lynn Robinson is going to win, and I think decisively. She's running against a first-time candidate as well, Jason Wilkes, who also has union support, but he has not he's not been the most active candidate from what we can tell. So he remains a bit of a mystery, I think, to everyone.
How about at-large?
At-large is Carol Wood will win, I'm sure. She'll lead the pack of everybody in votes, then you have to fill one more seat. Derek Quinney is an incumbent, he is running against another newcomer, Rory Nooner. And Rory Nooner got into the race back when Derek Quinney voted with three others on council to block the tax incentives for a Gillespie project down along the waterfront near the City Market because of no guarantee of a certain kind of jobs. And that's been the theme. Again, the unions support Derek Quinney, who is a state AFL employee official, and the chamber supports Rory Nooner. I think Derek is going to win. It could be another tight race. There's been a lot of money spent on both sides.
You know what's been interesting? We can't get Derek Quinney to come on this program, but that guy is spending more money to advertise on my show.
And, well, good.
And what I find interesting is how much union money is going into these local elections.
Well, quite a bit, but the chamber is not far behind him. Yeah, there's a lot of money going into it. You know, the unions really do care about the city jobs. That's important to them, and also these development projects that city council ultimately has to approve. That a lot of the consideration there is about what kind of jobs are there going to be.
How about the millage?
The millage, I don't know. I think I applauded the Journal on Sunday for its front page effort, very enterprising report on how the budget cuts have hurt police response times, and I think that's may help people make up their minds in favor of the millage. But again, they voted the millage down back in May. By about 4%. So this time, however, I think public officials have been far more united in supporting the millage than they were back then. I think the millage will just barely make it.
Red Cedar ballot proposal.
I think that'll pass. It's just common sense. There are certainly people against it, but Not for what seem to be very strong reasons. I mean, that golf, it's never going to be a golf course again, and it makes sense to fund the sell the front 12 acres on Michigan Avenue and use that money to develop the rest of that into a very nice park.
Burl, as you've watched all this unfold, all the campaigning and all the signs and commercials, what do you take out of all this?
Well, again, that this is, when you get right down to it, it's the same old story. It's unions versus business. And this town, that's really who's running things in Lansing. They are fighting it out on the ground in the city council race, and we'll see it continue. The Michigan Chamber will take over in statewide races next year when we have to elect representatives and senators. The politics of it are pretty basic.
Burl, will the warring between the Lansing City Council and the mayor's office continue?
I think what's going to happen is if Lynn Martinez is elected in the first ward, replacing Eric Hewitt, has been a thorn in the side of the mayor, that's going to isolate the chorus of no's, as the mayor refers to them, the Carol Wood, Brian Jeffries faction. They're going to find it harder to get the four votes they need to, in essence, veto legislation the mayor wants. So, however, I don't see the personalities changing. I don't see the mayor doing something a lot of people think he needs to do, which is talk to everybody on city council, not just to the people he likes. But there'll be more people that he likes on city council if Lynn Martinez and Rory Nooner get elected, and Derek Twinney is not a huge enemy of the mayor if he gets reelected.
All right. Folks, the polls are open, and Burl's going to be with me tomorrow, and I know online as well as in the paper you'll have all the results.
We will indeed.